is that the victory of Avraham Avinu is in it eschatologically important. That was the importance legabe achris hayomim, the end of days. That was the Mos HaMashiach. So I just want to add to what I told you, what the Ramban says concerning it. Also, extremely significant in terms of Masse Obosim Leboni. He says like this. Why four kings? What is the significance of four kings? Why four? Right. What? Ramban. I'm reading from the Ramban. That's right, right. Why four kings? Because you know that we have a tradition that the Jews will have to go through four exiles. It's our tradition. Four exiles. I mean, that is that the Gemara says Arba Malchios. Arba Malchios, it's already in the Midrash on Bereishis, already learns it out. It's a very old tradition that there is going to be four Malchios, four exiles, until the final redemption. Says the Ramban, this is the significance of the fact that Avram, which means the Jewish people, will overcome the four and more. And he goes on to say, and the other very important thing, of course, he chose. You know that you have a. There is a question. I'm telling it as an aside. It's not what the Ramban said. Who are the four? The tradition is four. Who do you count four? It's a big problem, because if you count Egypt, right? Who's the second one? Babylonia. Who's the third one?
Yavon.
Oh, you say Yavon, Bovel, Yavon, and Edom. But many people don't count Egypt, because we were in Egypt before we became a nation. So therefore the four exiles start from the moment we became a nation. And if so, the four are going to be Babylonia, Persia, right? What? Doesn't matter, it's still called an exile. As a matter of fact, Greece is the third exile. Even though we weren't in Greece, we were in Israel. We're just under their control. That's also called an exile.
Right. So the first set is Egypt, Babel.
So wait. So I'm telling you. So the question is, who is the first? We don't know. We know that there are four. We don't know how to count them.
You didn't have Persia the first time.
Though. What?
You didn't have Persia the first time. Now you have Persia.
Oh, so that's it. In other words, the question is, do you count Egypt? So if so, you forget about Persia and you call everything Babylonia, right? Or do you count Babylonia, and then you count Persia, and then you count Greece, and then you count Edo? That's the question. So I'm just telling you as an aside that you should understand the Ramban. Because the Ramban goes on to say, and from what he says you know what his opinion is, that this is the reason that the kings are mentioned according to their countries. And who is the first king of the four?
Bovel.
Why? Because the first exile is Bovel, he says. And he says, and the second one is a city in Persia. And the third one is Greece. And who is the third one?